I'm joined by the UFC flyweight champion, the winningest champion in UFC history. 27-2-1, he defeated Ray Borg at UFC 216. The win at UFC 216 set a UFC record with 11 straight title defenses from my guest, Demetrius Johnson. He joins us now. Demetrius, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you for having me. Appreciate that.
It is so good to have you, and I appreciate you doing it. Listen, I've been watching you for quite some time. I've seen a lot of submissions over the years. I'm not sure that I've ever seen too many like the one you used to finish Ray Borg. What do you call that submission, and then what's it feel like it when you execute?
Yeah, you know, we call it the Mighty Wizard. It's in a combination of me and my coach, and it feels really good to be able to execute it, especially at the highest level of mixed martial arts. So I was happy. It's been a highlight reel for a week now, and I hope it keeps on going and help a lot of people try to do the same thing I did and try to pull it off in the octagon.
I think so. Now, to your point, that was a move that you'd been working on with Matt Hume for quite some time. So when you see the opportunity for that to come up in a fight, how excited are you when you actually see it and then get to unleash it?
It's incredible. It's incredible going back and watching the replay and seeing me do it. And I've done it multiple times in the gym, but to be able to do it in a world title fight, especially with everything that's going on online, it was perfect.
Demetrius Johnson joining us. Now, winning that fight means that you broke Anderson Silva's record for most consecutive title defenses. What did it mean to you to get that record and then do it the way you did?
It was good. You know, being up high, you know, just shooting from that record for so long, you know, and then finally get to Anderson Silva, then surpass Anderson Silva's record to 11. It was nice to set a goal to be able to accomplish it. And now it's about getting back home and relaxing and see what's next, set another goal.
After you beat Borg, I thought you had this amazing quote, and you said, "I'm not in the business of taking hits and concussions. That bleep is overrated. I'm here to make a fool of you, throw you like a bag of potatoes, and break your arm," end quote. You got to lay that out for me. What is your mindset every time you step into the cage?
You know, mindset out there is to get in there and make sure to stay focused, don't take much damage, and then try to, you know, submit the person. I've always focused on that, and that's what I've always, you know, that's what I'm training to do. And I was able to do that, you know, at UFC 216.
See, now, when you and I are talking right now, it seems to me that generally outside the cage, this is the way you are. I mean, you're pretty mellow, you're pretty relaxed. So how do you get into the right frame of mind before a fight? Is there a switch or something else?
Yeah, there's a switch. You know, once my feet hit that canvas and the doors shut in the octagon, I just turn into a different person. I'm in there to work. I'm in there to basically the culmination of 8 to 12 weeks of training be unleashed on my opponent.
Demetrius Johnson joining us. Now, to this point of being mellow and relaxed outside the cage, you break this record on Saturday night, a hallowed record, and then by Monday morning, you're washing some dishes, making breakfast, feeding your kids, driving your kids to school. I mean, has any of this changed you at all, or do you feel like you're still the same guy that you were before you won the belt for the first time?
I believe I'm still the same guy that I won the belt for the first time. You know, I'm a little bit smarter, a little bit more careful about my time and what I want to do with my time. But I'm still the same guy, you know, still living in the same area, and so it's the same thing, and hang out with my wife and kids.
Yeah, but easier said than done, right? When you have that level of success that you've had, it would be easy to let it go, the fame, the attention, to go to your head. It could change you because it's changed plenty of other guys. In fact, it's ruined some careers, but it hasn't changed you. How have you gone about making sure that it didn't?
I'm surrounded by a lot of great people. You know, I have great coaches, great teammates, an amazing family support at home. So I think that, you know, the things that when the success gets to people, it changes them because maybe they're insecure of their life and what they have. But, you know, I appreciate everything and I'm very grateful for everything I have. So just because I have more and I've been able to provide a life for my family and a life I never had, doesn't mean my character or the person I am should ever change.
Well said. UFC flyweight champion Demetrius Johnson joining us. ESPN did this piece a few weeks back where they asked your previous opponents what makes you special, and so many different things came up. Some said your speed, your fitness, your IQ, the way you take to coaching, the way you seem to know what your opponent is going to do before he does it, and the list continues. What do you think your greatest attribute in the cage is?
I think it's my coaches in training. You know, I believe in my coaches. I've been with these guys for a very long time, multiple title defenses. We have our ups, we had our downs, and, you know, just the overtime of just being an octagon over and over and over, and just believe my coaches is really what it comes down to be honest with you.
Chris, let me ask you this. You're the number one fighter, pound for pound, in the world. You have the record for most consecutive title defenses. I mean, Is there anything in the sport that you haven't done that you still want to do? And after all this time, what does keep you motivated to work to get better?
Keep on winning. Keep on winning. Keep on secure my financial future to where, you know, I can retire when I'm 37 and just spend time with my kids and work on other projects that I'm passionate about. And I'm always learning. Learning is power. You know, it's knowledge I don't know about, to be able to manipulate the body and just learn new stuff in martial arts. That's what martial artist is.
I guess we all think about a number or an age where we want to retire. Why is 37 the number?
37 is just, I say 35 and 37. Just, you know, I've been being athletic, competing in sports since I was in eighth grade. And I think, you know, at a certain time, it's good to walk away from the sport where you still have your knees, your hips, your shoulders, your brain. So I think 35, 36, you know, I'm 31 now, so I got 5 more years left in me, I think.
You know, I think you think about it, but, I mean, so many athletes, it's so hard. Everybody wants to go out on their own terms, but the truth is, so few guys do go out on their own terms. Is that something you do think about?
Yeah, I will go out on my own terms. I know when to hang it up. That's why I think, you know, when you said, you know, it doesn't change you or anything like that. For me, it you know, I think people who have a hard time going on their own, it's that they can't leave the lifestyle. And, you know, I'm living the same lifestyle I would live even if I didn't fight professionally.
Yeah, that is such a great point. Guys get a taste of the life, and they don't want to give up the life, and they'll do everything they can to maintain that life. You got a taste of the life, but you didn't get hooked by that life. How come? I mean, why do you still live the same way you always did when you could live so much higher?
Well, it's because I'm just a normal person. You know, like I said, I have great people around me, and these people around me since day one, so I don't think I need to change to have other things in my life. Everything's going good. I've always been smart, you know, about keeping my circle very small.
Not about the fancy stuff either, man. Just about the things that are real. Final thought then. What's next? I mean, could you see a scenario where you might move up and fight the winner of Cody Garbrandt and TJ Dillashaw? Is that in the back of your mind?
No, you know, honestly, nothing's in the back of my mind. You know, I don't plan on fighting until March. I'm relaxing. I probably want to step into the gym and start doing, you know, some hardcore training until maybe December. So I'm not even thinking about what's next. I'm just relaxing and enjoying this win and sipping on some beer.
That's great. I was going to say, so if you're not in the gym, what are you doing? And that's it, right? I mean, get up, take the kids to school, and sip on a beer or two.
That's right.
You earned it. You won at UFC 216. And when you did so, you set the UFC record with 11 straight title defenses. Demetrius Johnson, my guest. Champ, good to have you on the show. Thank you very much. And enjoy that beer. You earned it.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it, man. Have a good night.
You too. Have a great day. Demetrius Johnson. Man, he's had an amazing career. 27-2-1. The best in the game, pound for pound. And you have to see that. If you did not see the way he finished Ray Borg at UFC 216, you have to check that out. I've seen a lot of submissions, but I'm not sure I've ever seen one quite like that. And again, he said it. We had been working on that for a long time. It's cool to execute it in training, but to do it in a title fight is something totally different.